a 16-year-old schoolboy from Northampton who's helped to set up a political party dedicated to the monarch. Daniel Foster is from the Royalist Party and he's with me in the studio. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Why do you admire the Queen so much you want to get involved like this?
Well, I mean, we think she's an absolutely fantastic role model for the youth of Britain and for everybody, actually. And what's interesting is she's a constant, really, in an ever-changing world, because certainly for my parents, the monarch has not changed. And, you know, for most people, the monarch hasn't changed, obviously, for 60 years now. So we think she's a really important role model. The work she does is good. The royal family, in general, are good role models. They give so much to charity, and you know that people are always happy to see them. So yeah, we're really behind her.
She is an extraordinary woman. But I mean, do we confuse, do you think, the image of that woman, our queen, right now, with the monarchy as a whole? Because a lot of people, while they'd be sympathetic and supportive of her, not necessarily quite so keen on the monarchy in general.
Well, I think we've got a very good monarchy. I mean, if you look around, maybe if you look at other countries with monarchies, they don't have such stable monarchies. I think, though, the idea of a monarchy is a good one because the people, well, the monarchs themselves were born into that role. From the moment they were born, they were told, well, you know, this is what you're going
to
do.
For a lot of people, that's a very reason to criticise it, of course.
It is, but, you know, what I'd say to those people is, OK, so we go for a republic. Who's going to fill that position? Who's been trained so well that they could become the president of the United Kingdom? You know, and we are very lucky. We've got the most famous monarch in the world. You know, she is. When people say monarch, in general, the Queen of England is the one that most people think about.
Mm. So you wouldn't trust David Cameron or Ed Miliband, Tony Blair to be the president?
I mean,
Tony Blair perhaps thought he was the president, according to one or two people.
Perhaps, but I just think that they're not trained in the same way. So, I mean, they're not they don't know quite how to handle the same sort of pressures as the Queen does. They have completely different pressures, and you know they do a good job in what they do. But the Queen, you know, she has the best interest of the nation in heart, whereas sometimes I feel politicians may have the best interests of their party at heart, and not always the nation.